This is an executive summary of how to route a 1031 exchange into a DST, process and timeline, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A DST is one of the few replacement property options that fits a 1031 exchange without you having to find, finance, and close on a building yourself, but it's still a 1031, which means the same unforgiving choreography of qualified intermediaries, 45-day identification, and 180-day closing. Get the sequence wrong and the deferral is lost. This guide walks the actual mechanics of routing a 1031 exchange into a DST, what has to happen before you sell, how the two clocks run, what replacing equity and debt means when your replacement is a fractional trust interest, and how the DST closing differs from buying a property outright. If your gain isn't from real estate, a 1031, and therefore a DST, isn't available, the Opportunity Zone Fund route covered near the end is the alternative, and our DST versus Opportunity Zone comparison weighs the two strategies head-to-head. The rules are time-sensitive, verify the current deadlines with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not tax advice. Routing a 1031 into a DST follows the standard exchange choreography, with the DST simply standing in as the replacement property. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.